anger on the streets of Hambantota in southern Sri Lanka, the heartland of the governing Rajapaksa family. Farmers here say the government's move to make farming 100% organic threatens their livelihood.
The government wants us to listen to ministers, not agricultural experts. But experts say this won't work.
The government banned the import of fertilizers and other agricultural chemicals earlier this year after a foreign currency shortage. It wants farmers to use organic alternatives. Across the country in Polonnaruwa, one of the biggest rice-producing areas, 81-year-old Devatha Peli Gunathunga is impatient. His paddy fields are overgrown. Normally, he says, the soil would be tilled and ready by now.
When you stop supplies all of a sudden, whether it's vegetables, aubergines or chilies, they have worms. Potatoes don't grow properly. These products are essential. This is why farmers are angry.
President Gotabe Rajapaksa says that change is needed to reduce the health risks posed by agricultural chemicals.
Rather than seeking political mileage, everyone should get together and do this for our country, for our future generations. We can do this in a short time. It won't take 10 or 15 years.
Many scientists, agricultural experts and successful organic farmers like Kaudulle Jayathesa disagree. He says it's taken him 12 years to turn around this green patch.
Destroying something can be done quickly, but reviving it has to be done systematically and in a very organized way. That's why I say the government could get farmers more involved, give them incentives, seek their views, and consult others in green agriculture. That would have been more successful.
Attempts to secure organic fertilizer have run into a series of problems.
The Sri Lankan government says farmer protests like this are instigated by the opposition and multinational chemical and fertilizer companies. But tens of thousands of farmers facing crop failures and lower yields say they are facing a battle for survival.
For now, the farmers say their biggest concern is how they will feed their families in the coming months. Minna Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Polonnaruwa, North Central Sri Lanka.